Welcome to episode 443 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of that, bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Donna, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy and George. Princess Cruises are known for love. They are the original love boat, after all. The Ruby Princess was recently sailing out of Galveston, Texas on an all-80s-themed cruise, and Sandy was lucky enough to experience, and she's excited to tell us all about it. So let's get started.
Yeehaw!
So, tell us. I know you went out of Galveston. Have you ever been out of that port before?
No, I've never been out of Galveston, so that's one of the reasons I wanted to.
So tell us about Galveston.
So I actually didn't spend time in Galveston. So I flew into Houston, and you can fly into either Bush International or Houston Hobby. Houston Hobby is actually a little closer, but we went a little bit early because I had some family in Houston that I wanted to visit. So we did that, and then we went back to the airport, and we just took Princess's shuttle to the port. So,
okay.
Yeah, it was pretty
How
easy.
Long was the actual, because I know it's quite a ways away compared to, say, like, you know, Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was like, I think they told us 90 minutes with traffic. I don't know if it ended up being more like 70, 75. You know, they try to under-promise and over-deliver, I guess.
Sure.
But it was good. The only thing I would say is since I didn't have my flights or hotel or anything booked through Princess, I kind of had a hard time figuring out when to show up at the airport and what time and where. So that was kind of weird. But we just basically showed back up. We saw a transfer, and they told us which terminal we were supposed to check in at. And so we went and did that. So by the time we got there, there was already another bus that was full. So that first bus left shortly after we got there. And I think we waited about another hour for the next bus to get back over there. So, but I'm not really one that cares about getting on the ship super early. So it didn't really faze me. So it's easy.
Well, how was the check-in process?
So Princess, all their ships now are Medallion class, which is kind of like if you're, it's basically the medallion is like this little round thing that you can wear in a lanyard. The lanyard is free, or you can buy little accessories to wear it on your wrist or a necklace or something like that. So when you get your medallion in advance, the check-in is very easy and you breeze past everybody. But if you do what I did and just say, I'm going to pick up my medallion at the port, then you do have to wait in a pretty long line to pick up your medallion. So they really try to push you through the app. You can't order your medallion until you download the app. You can't go on the website and order the medallion. So you can do a lot of the check-in stuff, like, you know, enter your passport information, your payment information for the, you know, on board and stuff like that. But when it's time to order the medallion, you have to download the app and do it through the app. So I found it to be a little glitchy sometimes. Like sometimes it would crash on me. And I was trying to order some accessories. Like I wanted the pink band, and it kept putting the black band in the cart. And so I was just like, you know what, forget it. I'll just buy a band on board and I'll just, pick up my medallion at the port. And yeah, if you do that, you're going to be waiting in a line. It wasn't super crazy bad, but it was long. I mean, it kept moving, but our friends that had ordered theirs in advance just breezed through. So if you can order just the medallion and the free lanyard just come straight to you, and you can order your you can buy accessories once you're on board. They do cost a couple dollars more, but you also don't pay any shipping, so it probably evens out. So yeah.
Well, that's a good, very, very good tip.
Yeah, I'm definitely telling my clients to go ahead and get their medallions mailed to them.
Gotcha.
Yeah, much quicker.
So tell us about the ship.
So the Ruby Princess is an older ship. I believe they said 2010, 2012, something like that. It's one of the smaller ships. So It doesn't have all the big shows and stuff on it, although this cruise was completely themed, so it didn't have the regular shows anyway. Another thing I noticed is it did not have very many outlets in the room, like no USBs, nothing near the bed. So like we couldn't plug your phone in beside you. It was like a way across the room. So I have a power strip that is rated for cruise ships. You can't just bring any surge protector thing on a cruise ship. It has to be the right kind. So if you're going to do that, make sure you buy one that is allowed. But I always bring one. And so it was okay. We had enough plugs for just me and my husband. But that was definitely something that made it feel dated, was the the lack of plugs and stuff like that. But they did say, so right now, I just got off the ship and it was doing a Panama Canal cruise, and then it's going over to the West Coast, and eventually it'll be in Alaska for the summer. And then after the summer season, it's going to go through dry dock, and I hope it gets like a bunch of those updates, like new carpet and stuff like that. But hopefully they'll be putting more plugs in the rooms. But
that would besides be a good that, thing.
Yeah. So I don't remember if this being a thing, Donna, when we sailed, because it was a long time ago, but the bed was amazing, and they really tout their bed. So I don't know if you guys have seen that.
I don't quite remember because it was only for 2 days and it was several years ago. But
oh my God. Chris laid down, like the second he laid down, he commented on the bed. And I heard people talking about the beds the whole time. But I knew this was like a thing because I've seen it when I've booked it before. They'd say, and then you get the princess bed. And then I'm like, okay, what's so great about the bed? But the bed was super comfortable, and they sell their beds. So I was looking at, we're like, we need a new mattress. Let's look and see. But they were all sold out. So I was like, I wonder if they're going to keep doing that or if it's just like a one-time thing and then they don't anymore. But the bed was definitely awesome. And
that
the ship
is
itself,
a good tip.
Yeah. Yeah. The ship itself was nice. One of the things you got to kind of learn when you get on is that some of the elevators don't go all to all the decks. So like we were in the aft and we couldn't take deck 6 to the front of the ship. We had to go on deck 7 because there was like a restaurant in the middle and you couldn't go through it, you know? So, little things like that, I don't know. I don't really see that as much on the newer ships, I don't think, but, the older ships kind of have those mazes that sometimes you have to figure out.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So nice tell stuff. Us about the 80s theme.
This was so much fun. They had 80s decorations everywhere. They had props if you wanted to do your pictures. They had 80s music playing in the background the whole time. The trivia was 80s themed. Just all out. And people were dressed up the whole time. We didn't really dress up, but some of our friends did, and they had a really good time with it. But the best part, I think, were the cover bands they had. They were in the main theater. They had a Journey cover band, they had a Bon Jovi cover band, and they had a Prince cover band. And they were all amazing and so much fun. And then the last night, the Bon Jovi cover band played in the piazza, which is like their atrium in the middle of the ship. Mm-hmm. And they weren't just playing Bon Jovi, they were playing like a montage of all these 80s songs. And so like three levels of people looking down, just dancing like crazy. It was all people in their 50s and all of us old people who, you know, remember
80s. The 80s.
Yeah.
We're just not going to talk about that, you know.
They also had the movies Under the Stars. They played like Ferris Bueller and Princess Ooh. Bride and stuff. Yeah. So it was cool. It was really fun.
Hey, now that right there makes it worthwhile.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of scouring their promotions, looking to see when they put out another 80s cruise, because it would be really cool. There is one really, really soon. Like by the time this airs, it might have already happened. That's going to be out of Los Angeles for like a 4-night or something. So I'm hoping that these cruises were profitable for them and that they'd keep doing them, because it was just really, really cool. They did say it was, you know, at capacity, so the ship sold out. So you know, hopefully.
And this was a shorter cruise too, wasn't it?
It was. It was 5 nights. We went to Cozumel, and then we went to a city in Mexico called Progreso, which was new to me. It was also the first time Princess had ever been there. And it's not, it's a very industrial port, and it is the longest pier in the Caribbean, I believe. It's 4 miles, and you can't walk on it. It's because it's so industrial. So you have to take a shuttle to get to the town. There's not really much, I didn't really see much in the town that would make me want to walk to the town or, you know, walk around in the town. But we had booked an excursion to a, like, hotel, boutique hotel, beach club thing that had, like, food and drinks and stuff like that. One thing that was different about that one, though, like, if you go to Cozumel, if you've ever been there, you know the water is that really clear, like, sea to the bottom, Caribbean sea, very blue, very pretty. The water in Progreso, that's actually the Gulf of Mexico, not the Caribbean Sea. So it's choppier, it's not clear, you can't see your feet. It kind of reminded me of, like, Myrtle Beach water or something, you know? You can't see what's swimming around you when you're in it. It was nice, and it was, you know, it was very warm enough and everything was great, but just it's not what you normally see when you're in the Caribbean or on a cruise. So,
gotcha. Cool. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So how did the food and the beer and the wine and all the good stuff, the yummy stuff that we all want to know?
So one of the things we had Princess Plus, which, when I quote Princess for people, I automatically quote it with Princess Plus because I think it's such a good value. It includes the drink package. It includes your Wi-Fi. It includes some premium desserts, some exercise classes, which we didn't do. but there's basically, if you're going to have the drink package and the Wi-Fi package, you might as well get Princess Plus because it's probably a better deal. So we had that. So we had the drink package, but in Galveston, I guess it's this way in Texas, they don't allow you to do the drink package while you're in port in Galveston. So they had, like, a list of what you could buy. And it was like, it might even be stuff that was, like, from Texas. I'm not even sure. but it was, like, very, I don't know, very generic list of what beers. It was, like, 3 or 4 beers on that list and certain brands of alcohol. So, but once we sailed away, then the drink package opened up and you could have whatever. But one thing that kept tripping us up, and we didn't know it at the time, but they told us later, well, we did go and ask about this, but we kept having drinks show up on our bill. So I went, but it was the third time I went, the morning we were leaving, that they told me that was because, like, we would take turns going up to the bar. My husband would go up and order us each a drink, and then I would go order us each a drink. And what they told me is you can only order one at a time on the drink package, so every second drink was getting charged. So if they had told us that the first time, we would have stopped doing that. Like, we would have just done our own drinks. but I don't really know. Because I asked the people we were with, and nobody else said that happened to them. So, I'm not really sure what the story was, but they did fix
so
it.
It just took a long time. You can only get one at a time?
Right. Yeah. On the drink.
So you have to go up there, get one, and then go back, and then go back up there in 15 minutes and get another one.
Well, I guess
even if both people in the cabin have the Princess Plus?
That's what they told me. That's what they told me was, like, the reason that the drinks kept showing up on our bill. But I'm not really sure if that is really the case because, like I said, we had another couple with us and, you know, I asked them to make sure, but they didn't tell me either way. I kind of think they would have told me if they got charged for all their drinks. But I don't really know. I would just say keep looking at your bill. The Medallion app really has everything in it. So you can look at your bill on the app. You can chat with your friends on the app. One thing that I did really like, whenever they first announced that this was going to be a thing, I didn't think I would like it, but I did. So when you link up with people and you, like, accept them as friends on the app, you can turn on the location, whatchamacallit. So basically, We could text each other to say, oh, where are you now? Or you can just say, find my friend. And then you go, oh, they're in that bar, you know, and you can, or they're at that pool deck or whatever, you know. So you can locate your people that way, which was nice because this was actually a working trip for me and I had some classroom time. And so when I was done, I could just see where they were and I could go meet up. So it turned out pretty cool. Yeah, another thing that you do in the app is you book your dining. So there on this ship, there were three main dining rooms, all included, but you still could book in advance your dining time, or you could just walk up. So there were two separate lines. If you didn't book in advance, it was okay. It wasn't like you couldn't eat. But we decided to book our dining in advance. And yeah, so that was pretty good.
Was this in really the dining easy. Room or was this specialty dining?
This was the main dining. Okay. And there were three main dining rooms. So, I mean, I'm going to assume the menu was the same. I didn't really check for that. To be honest, we only ate in the main dining room one time. And then we did a specialty dining at the Crown Grill, which is their steakhouse. We did that one night. That was excellent. Really good. A lot of food. But we ended up we took it back to our room, whatever we couldn't eat. So that was fine. But the other nights, there was just so much happening that we didn't want to miss with the bands and the trivia and the karaoke and, you know, all the stuff. So we ate in the buffet a couple times. Yeah, so that was actually pretty good. And then they had pizza on the pool deck. That was really good. One of my friends got a burger from room service and she said it was like really, really good. So I didn't get to try the burger, but I heard that they've really like upped their game with their burgers. So kind of wish I'd have tried it, but.
Well, you know what? You'll just have to go on another 80s cruise later down the line and go try the burger.
I mean, honestly, Five Nights is, I don't know. I prefer a Seven Night. I feel like there's always stuff I'm missing, you know, with a Five Night. I just kind of need a little more time. But, yeah.
So you said they didn't have shows and all, but they did have, you know, bands come out, like, for the theme.
Yep.
But did they have any kind of other entertainment going on?
Yeah, so they had, there was a bar called Club Fusion. That's where I think karaoke happened every single night. And normally on Princess, they have The Voice of the Ocean, which if you're familiar with the show, The Voice, where it's like a singing competition show, I guess, I'm supposing here because I didn't really get to see it because it wasn't on our cruise, but I think they pull people from like the karaoke stuff and then they perform at the end. Like the last night is the show for The Voice. So, that's something that would be on a cruise if you were on a normal cruise that wasn't themed. There was a nightclub up on one of the top decks. It was high up, 15, I think. and you could only get to it from the aft elevator, so you had to know where you were going for that. But that one had a DJ in there every night. It was like the late night one that started at 10 p.m., so we were up there a couple times, all 80s music, because of course, trying to think what else they had. Oh, they do this, they have that partnership with Discovery. And on this one, they had a guy who did several talks. He has a long career in like the rock and roll business. And he worked with like Fleetwood Mac and he did a talk about their career. And then he did a talk about like the divas of rock and you know, so I wanted to see his talks, but nobody else did. So I didn't actually catch that. But that's one of the things they do. Like when they're in Alaska, they do that Discovery Kids program. So it ties in with like the destination and stuff. So they do stuff like that on every cruise. It was just themed for my cruise. So but it was cool.
Is that common?
The Discovery... Stuff,
well, no, just like theme cruises. The only theme cruises I've ever heard of are ones where like Kiss puts on the Kiss cruise, or there is another big 80s cruise with like 80s artists. I've never heard of a cruise line actually doing kind of their own theme cruise.
I don't know if this was their, like, they're just trying it out. I'm not really sure. I know they had two, And this was one of them. And then the other one is the one going out of LA. I hope they keep doing it. I think it was a really cool thing that they did. We had a blast. It was so much fun. And I think now that I've done it, I could get more people to come along with me next time. So it was really fun. We had a good time. But we kept thinking of bands like, they played music the whole time, every time we were walking around. But we're like, yeah, we haven't heard any Cure. We haven't heard any, we kept thinking of stuff that we hadn't heard yet. But it was really cool.
Well, that's because The Cure was mostly like 1990.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
They were totally in the 80s.
Well, I was listening to The Cure at my senior prom.
Okay, well, what year did you graduate?
92.
Okay, well, that was when I was in college, but I graduated in 89. So this cruise was like perfect for me. I was the demographic they were going after. It was great.
Awesome. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I guess that, I feel like I had a really good Princess experience. Next time I want to try one of their bigger, newer ships. They have a really cool one that's coming out called the Sun, I think. Sun Princess.
Sun Princess, yes.
Yeah. So I would love to check that out. But they're another one that you hear a lot about their Alaska package, and I would like to try them in Alaska. So I haven't. Well, obviously, this was the only other time I sailed them was when Donna and I did that 2-night cruise. So I haven't had a lot of good experience on Princess, and I'm looking to do more. I would like to check out their Alaska product too. But they have some really good itineraries and some longer ones too. So
yes, they're really known for their cruise tours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, on the next, like that one that I was talking about that's going through, that when they go through the Panama Canal, I think that's like a 16-night cruise, I think. It might be 12 nights. I don't know. It was longer. So you can definitely check out their itineraries. They do a lot of cool stuff.
Very good. Yeah. Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. So on behalf of Sandy, George, and myself, Donna, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.